the overarching pattern in the Bible is you move from law to grace. You move from law to grace. You move from the letter of the law, which killeth, to the spirit that gives life and peace. The letter of the law brings guilt, shame, condemnation, and it brings you down under the flesh. So the whole purpose of the church, the body of Christ, the corporate body of Christ, is that we move in to the age of grace under the order of Melchizedek, not under the Aaronic priesthood. If the priesthood has changed, therefore the law has to change. So we move from Moses and Aaron, the priesthood of Aaron, to the priesthood of Melchizedek, which is Jesus after Christ. Jesus is in the priest after. Jesus is a high priest, prophet, priest, king after the order of Melchizedek. Now, when you go and you talk to people and they say, come join my church, come join my church, come join my church. And you say, is it a 501(c)? And they say, yes, it's the church though. And you say, well, the 501(c)s, not only is it yoked up with the government and the world system, and the government's run by the devil, because when you sign up with a corporation, it's part of the corporate 501(c) system. And the corp is corpse, means dead. It's a dead system, trying to pretend to be alive. That's why the economy always crashes every 10, 9, 8 years. It's going to happen more and more. But anyway, the magician priest class are always coming up with a new lie to pump up the bubble until it crashes again. Long story short, the church is away from law and under grace. So when you start a 501(c), you have to have articles of formation. You have to have certain people in certain positions. And you have to have bylaws. Oh, hello? What did I just say? You have to have bylaws. You had to set up some bylaws. Didn't I just say the church is not under law, it's under grace? But if you start a 501(c) down here in the 3D dead corporate system, the corpse is dead. The corporate system is dead. The only reason it's alive is because the money flows. The blood flows in the corporate body. The life is in the blood, right? But these 501(c) churches, they're dead. And the only way they can bring life is have money flow. What is that? The tithe. And the tithe was what? For Israel. You now it's you're a living sacrifice, 100%. Present your body's a living sacrifice, not 10%, 100%. But you die daily because you are the body. You are the temple. You are the church. And so when these 501(c)s set up a church tied into the government, tied into the world, this is why I was a member of one church one time. And they didn't even ask that, you want to join the church? Yeah. They didn't even say, I think they said, they might have said, are you saved or something like that. But I don't even think they asked if I was saved. Do you want to join the church? Yeah. They didn't care if you were saved or not saved. They just wanted you to join. Why? Because the more people who are members, the more money they get from the bank and the more the pastor makes and the assistant pastor. The bylaws tell them, the more members, the more you're going to make. Because you can get a loan from the bank. If everybody's tithing, it goes back to the bank. It goes back to the money flow. The blood has to flow in your body to give life. In the 3D mammon system, the 3D devil system, the flesh system, the 666 cube hive mind system, what is the life of the dead corp? Corpse. Corporation, the dead corporation. What's the lifeblood? The money flow. Because it's a fake entity. It's a fake entity. The real church is a walking around living human being who's been born again by the Spirit of God, and you have been set apart from the world. You've been reborn by faith in Jesus, receiving Christ into your heart by faith. And you're no longer of the system. How can you go back under law and bylaws? And how can you yoke up with the government and the devil's hive mind? How can you do that? You can't. Now, the church is good for those who are not, Paul says, I travail in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. Why did he say that? Because once, so you might need some teachers and tutors and some leadership to teach you, but there's going to be a point where you become your own teacher because of the Holy Spirit in you. You have the Holy Spirit in you, the teacher. And so you're going to become an adult, just like a child is under a tutor till he's 14, 16, 18, depending on the culture, and then he becomes an adult. So eventually you become an adult and you no longer need the law. The law is to keep you in line, but when you're filled with the Spirit and you have the Spirit of truth, the mind of Christ, you don't need a law because you're a law unto yourself, because you have the whole law in you, which is from beginning to end. You know that the letter is not what it's about. The old creature is not what it's about. The new creature is what it's about. The walking in the Spirit is the new creature. And so all these people who are still going to church, that's fine. You might need it to keep you in line. But eventually, you have to realize you are the church. And if you want a fellowship, you can have two or three gathering together. Jesus is in the midst. You can talk to people on the phone. You can talk to people on the job. You can talk to your neighbors. You can talk to a friend. You can talk to, you can create your own little group. What's it about? Present your bodies a living sacrifice. People say, I want to go to church to worship. The Bible says those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. And see, when you talk to somebody who's a 501(c) clone, well, you got to go worship. And then if you talk to them long enough, they're usually lazy. They're usually con artists. They're usually a Jezebel. They're sitting on the church pew. Seriously. I know what I'm talking about because I've been a member of about five churches. They're usually Jezebel. They're usually Delilahs. They're usually con artists. And they're usually trying to just be your friend to get over on you or get something. And so my point is, when you got people who are serious about renewing their mind, thinking like Jesus, having the eternal truths, growing in Christ, and having the worship of spirit and truth in their body vessel, their ship, their human body, but everybody's tied to the TV and the noise and the music and the Hollywood and the sports and the basketball and the football and the holidays. And it's all a trap to keep you yoked up with the world system. And once you escape it and you leave law and somebody wants to put you back under bylaws, then you're denied. This is why the preacher will say, yeah, it's faith alone and Jesus alone. And you're right with God because you trust in Jesus and you appropriate Jesus by faith. And then then Sunday night he'll say, well, if you don't come back Wednesday, you're not right with God. Those people didn't show up Sunday night. They're not right with God. Wait a minute. Sunday morning you said you're right with God because you have faith in Jesus. You received Jesus, makes you right with God. Now you're saying, touch not, taste not. You didn't show up to church. You didn't do this, do that, don't do that. You looked at this. Now you're saying you're not right with God because of some kind of works-based system. So the pastor, who's a 501(c) clone cult leader, narcissist, usually most pastors are narcissists if you talk to them. One out of three CEOs are psychopaths. That's the statistics are real. One out of three CEOs are psychopathic or sociopathic. And so you know most of your preachers are narcissistic. If you talk to them long enough, they don't listen to nobody. They think they've already arrived. And then somebody who has actually seen the Shekinah glory, who actually can rightly divide the word of truth, who's not in their system, comes up and talks to them and says, hey, the Bible is right in front of you. It's the flesh versus the spirit everywhere you look. Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner. It's in all the movies. It's in everything you do. It's in your home. It's in your own body. The flesh versus the spirit is what it's about. And they can't hear you. Why can't they hear you? Because they're tied to the world. They're under law and bylaws, and they've gone back under the law. They don't stand in their liberty, which is in Christ. They try to put other people back under guilt, shame, condemnation. And Apostle Paul says we wouldn't even let them in for 1 hour. We kicked them out. And so you're not going to be able to kick them out. So you got to leave them. And then when they try to get back in your world, because they will, well, we love you, brother. Come on back. Come on see us. Come on over here. Are you still a 501c? Yeah. Well, what about the bylaws? I thought you were under grace, not under law. I thought you were free from the Babylonian system, but you're tied to the government. Oh, you're missing. You don't understand. They get mad. They get emotional. Why are you emotional? Why don't you go by truth? Why are you letting emotions control you? They're let go in by feelings. They believe the American dream. They believe the American pride. They're in a dream state. They're in pride. Pride comes before destruction. Who wants to be in a dream? You escaped the dream when you got saved. You want to be in the dream that you can make America the church? Everybody gets mad at the American system that's total antichrist. I can't believe they're doing this. It's the world. What do you mean? We're pulling people out of the world. Why are you mad at the system? Because you're in delusion. You think you can make America the church. America is not the church. America is part of the world system. Babylon. Greed, money, pride, entertainment, the cares of this life. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that you've been deceived. You've been lied to. You believed the lie, but now that you've heard this, you've heard the truth, now you have to grow up. You're going to have to get in the Word yourself, and you can't depend on some church or some preacher. You're going to have to pray to God, and hopefully He'll show up on the scene in your heart and teach you. But you got to cut off the noise. You got to cut off the TV. You got to listen to the Holy Spirit, because it's a small, still voice, but He's always talking. If Jesus is the Word, and God spoke it all into existence in eternity past, He's always talking. God is always communicating every moment of every day, because He is the Word. He is life. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. God is always speaking. But you have to cut the noise off and be still and know that I am. That's what He says. It's really simple, people. You've been lied to. You've been in delusions. The whole system's in delusions. Delusions, delusions. The whole system is delusions. Your money system's a debt money system. It's going to crash. Babylon is falling. Babylon is falling. We see that in Revelation 17 and 18. But if it's happening in Revelation 17, that's the culmination. So what's happening now, the cycles of Babylon are getting shorter. The stock market used to go 10 years and then crash. Then 10 years and crash. Then it went 9 and crash. 8 and crash. 7, 2. It's getting short. The cycles of the crash are getting faster and faster. The crash is happening faster. So as they crash, the magician priest class has to come up with a new lie to make people believe the bubble. And then the bubble rises up, then it crashes. During the rise of the bubble, they're creating a new lie. They're always coming up with a new lie to keep you hanging on to a fake reality. Do you understand? Delusions. People around you that you talk to, you rub shoulders with on a job, at church, or grocery store, or family. 99.99% of the people are in delusions. And it doesn't matter which culture, China, Russia, the magician priest class are lying to every culture to see what people will believe. Doesn't matter if it's a vaccine, doesn't matter if it's a plague, doesn't matter if it's a war, doesn't matter if it's UFOs. They're always creating these fear things to keep you blind to what I'm telling you. It's a box within a box within a box. And every system has its own box within a box within a box. So you run, if you run from one box to another box to another box, it's the same system. That's why they say the grass is not greener on the other side. If you run from one woman to another woman to another woman, you're going to have the same in-laws and the same storyline and the same trouble. Unless she is healthy. If she's healthy in spirit, body, and soul, you got something. But she's going to be influenced by her family, just like every other woman that you've ever married or dated or whatever. But if the woman and the man can step out of the system, see that their family, a lot of them are not saved, and if they're not saved, doesn't matter if they're bloodline, they're not real family, because the born again is the real family. And if they choose the devil and they reject Jesus, shake the dust. It doesn't matter if they're blood, because they've rejected the Holy One. And they chose Lucifer and Lucifer's system. You step away from them because they're demonic. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? You can't. So how can the 501(c) church walk together with the government and be in agreement? You can't. It's a lying system. It's a demonic system. It's all lies. When you turn the TV on, it's all lies. When you turn the radio on, it's all lies. You're being programmed and bombarded with lies. And after, like Hitler said, if you tell people a lie long enough, enough times, they'll believe it. So as you turn the music and the TV and the news and the Hollywood and all that stuff on, it doesn't matter what it is, they tell you that lie long enough, eventually you believe it. This is why you need fasting and prayer, and you need the word, and you need to separate from, and then you go to a 501(c) and see and rub shoulders with some other people in the church, and all they talk about is football and the news and all, because they believe lies, and it's rubbing off on you 24/7. At work, at church, friends, family, grocery store, TV, music, you're being bombarded with lies, even at church. And you think you're going to escape being programmed? You're actually not even yourself. You're a clone of a clone. If you can't hear from the Holy Spirit, you're actually a robot. You only speak what you've been told or taught in church or in a family bloodline or the news. Until you step away and think for yourself, you are a clone. You're a clone robot in a physical clay body. Your mind has been programmed by the system. And the reason it's called system is because Eve, the sister, dropped us down into the system. Genesis, system, machine, material realm, matter, the flesh. The earthly, the fleshly, the temporal, the emotions, the up and down, the emotions, up and down motions. The reason the system is deceiving you is because they put a little fancy painted face on the system, and they put a fancy dress on the system, and they tell you, hey, Neo, look at that lady in the red over there. He looks, and then she switches and flips out and turns into Agent Smith. Neo, are you looking at the lady in red? Yeah, look again. It's Agent Smith. Exactly. They put a painted face and a pretty dress on the system, whether it's the stock market, the news, the media. It's a pretty face, your job, your career. I know many people's careers they lost because their jobs went to China. Look at the nurses who had good jobs, and then they said, if you don't take the vaccine, we're going to fire you. And they lost their jobs. And then 2 years later, said, we need nurses. We need nurses. We don't care if you took the vaccine. Come back and join us. See how it's a aligned system? It was a test to see if you were going to keep your free will or be programmed even deeper into a smaller box. Do you understand? It's so obvious, it's not even funny. It's right in your face. to deny it is delusions. It's so hilarious. It's so much a joke, it's not even funny. To deny it is delusions, for real. It's right there. Why would you want to go back under bylaws when you're free? You left the law. You're in Christ. You're not under the order. You're under the order of Melchizedek, not the priesthood of Aaron, but the priesthood of Jesus. You're free. Any church or any organization that tries to guilt trip you, that means they're trying to take away your freedom. It's in Christ. Take away your joy. Have you noticed a lot of these church members? They have a sour face. They're miserable. I can't believe the world system's so bad. It's always been bad. It's just being revealed. They've always worshipped the devil from Genesis 3. Eve worshipped the devil. Eve believed the devil. Eve believed the lie. She ate the lie. And that's a typology of Proverbs where she had sex with the devil. But it's not physical. It's spiritual. Eve had sex with the devil spiritually. And that's why you saw Israel and Judah went over to idolatry. And God said, you're a harlot. You're worshiping the false gods. You're a harlot. Judah and Israel were harlots. As a nation, they were harlots. And God had to judge them. Hosea and Gomer. Gomer, every time Hosea would buy Gomer out of the stocks and buy her and say, be a faithful wife, she would always run back. She would always run back to her prostitution. What is that a type of? It's a type of the system. The 501(c) corporate dead system, whether it's a church or whether it's a corporation, it's a prostitute system. The news, the media. That's why Alex Jones called the media prostitutes, because they're all liars. They're not telling the truth. They just want to be seen. They want the benefits. They don't want a sacrifice. They want all the privileges, but no sacrifice. They want all the privileges, but no responsibility. That is everything around you. That's why you should be training your children to be away from the system, because it's going to make them lazy. It's going to make them stupid. It's going to make them ignorant. It's going to make them fall into idolatry and sorcery and witchcraft and all that stuff. They're going to believe the lies. If you start missing days of church, your children are going to get run over by a car, run out in the street, and you're going to be judged because you missed Sunday night service. If you don't think they didn't say that, then I'm sorry. Once I heard that, I thought, wait a minute. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. Well, it's finished. Done. Period. Now, what do you have to do? Renew your mind. But it should be automatic. It shouldn't even be something that's a chore. You should be wanting to do that. If you don't, something's wrong. It's kind of like a baby is birthed. So you get born again. But the baby's growing. It wants to eat. It's hungry. It's thirsty. So you get born again. So you're hungry for the Word. You're thirsty for the Word. So you keep growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. But the people who say, I'm saved, but they never grow, you have to wonder, were they really birthed? Were they really a born-again baby? Because they stopped growing. You have an eternity to grow. Why would you stop now? It don't add up. It just don't add up, people. If you sit down, cut the music off, cut the noise off, start taking notes, your thoughts, write stuff down, look for contradictions, look for the truth, rightly divide the truth. Just look at the news and the media and all the stuff, all the stupid Instagram and all the stupid Facebook. I subscribed to a bunch of channels on Instagram just to see what the world system was doing. I had like 75 I subscribed to. And I watched them for about a month. And it was all insanity. So I started unfollowing every single one of them. I just wanted to see what they were saying. It's the same lies in Genesis 3. You can be your own God. You can worship yourself. You can be everything. But they never mention Jesus in you. They'll say Christ consciousness, or they'll say the Christ consciousness movement, or the ecumenical, we're all one. No, we're not. If you're not in Christ, you're not one with me. If you're an antichrist, an unbeliever, you're not one with me. It's a different spirit. I don't vibrate with you. They use the word vibrate. Everything's vibration and everything's energy. No, everything is Jesus. Jesus is eternal life. So if you try to vibrate with me, you better get born again, because otherwise you're not vibrating on the same frequency I'm on, because I'm on a different frequency. Turn the channel, turn the station, because we're on a different channel. And I won't change. I won't change. I'll actually get more dogmatic about being separate from the hive. I will not be a part of the ecumenical movement. I might use their terminology to bring it back to a biblical, but I'm not a part of them. I might use their own system against themselves just to show them how stupid they are, that it was already in the Bible, and they're approaching Jesus and don't even know it. But until they get born again, they're going to be in delusions. They're approaching Jesus, Christ consciousness. They're approaching Christ, but they're not born again. So they're only going to be able to approach it in the energy of the flesh, which is the mirror world. They're in a mirror, upside down mirror world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus is the initiator of all things. So they're approaching Jesus, but they're approaching him in an anti-way. The more they approach the Christ consciousness, the further they get away from Christ. Because what they're really saying is, we're all God. That's what they're really saying. The same thing in Genesis 3. So as they approach this Luciferian belief system, even though they're using the word Christ, even though they're using the word conscious, together, know is what that means, even though they're using the right terminology, it means the opposite. Their words, actually, they interpret it as the opposite. If you say it's red, they say blue. If you say it's green, they say yellow. If you say it's up, they say down. Their mind is inverted. The flesh mind can't hear the spirit mind. Those who are not born again are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Christ has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, glorification. Christ has made unto us all things. But they think they initiate it. If you listen to enough of them, they'll say, you're creating your reality. No, you're playing it out every day, and it's reflecting, but God created this reality. It's his dirt. It's his earth. It's his universe. Yeah, you are in a script. Yes, it does. You do reap what you sow, and it does reflect back, but you didn't create this reality. You're just being cut. What you put out comes back and cuts you and turns you. If you do good, if you plant some seed, good comes back. So even it rains on the just and the unjust. So even if the unsaved do good, those good's going to come back. But actually, even though they're doing good and getting a good reflection, they're still not happy. They're still going to be on drugs and drinking and all this stuff, because they think they're God. They think they figured it out. But it's a principle. You reap what you sow. That's Bible. So whatever you put out comes back. But that doesn't mean you're God. That means you're a farmer. When the farmer plants seed, that seed comes back. Watermelon seed creates more watermelon seed in the form of a fruit, watermelon with seed in it. And so they're farmers and don't know it. But actually they're creating the more they reject Jesus and learn these habits of reap what you sow, they're actually becoming more delusional, thinking they're gods. Whoever heard this and understand what I'm saying, you're blessed. The only ones that really can hear me are the born again. The other ones, all they can hear is they're separate from God, they're sinners, they deserve hell, they're going to burn forever unless they receive Jesus. They're going to hear judgmental, they're going to, you're judging me, you're the one causing division. No, I'm trying to bring you into real unity. Because the ecumenical movement will never have peace. The only way they're going to have peace is some dictator, some AI beast program, some beast, somebody tied to the computer, some beast. Beast is be a star. Some beast creature. It could be a human demon possessed. It could be an AI human tied to a computer. Who knows? But the Bible in Revelation talks about the first beast and the second beast. The second beast backs to the first beast. And the first beast tricked the whole world like he rose from the dead. And they say worship the image of the beast. So whatever beast comes on the scene after the church is called up, they're going to worship that beast, and that beast is going to say, you're all gods. But if you're all gods, you're going to have to take the mark of the beast, and if you mess up, we're going to cut your head off. If you don't talk according to the narrative that's being told to you, we're going to cut your head off. You're going to speak the narrative, and if you speak contrary, you're going to get a buzz. That thing that's in your forehead or arm is going to buzz you. And you're going to say, oh, that's painful. Well, don't talk like that anymore. Don't have free will. Don't talk about Jesus. They're going to try to make you conform whether you like it or not. If they can't bend your will by deceiving you, they're going to bend your will by force or cut your head off one. That's what's happening, people. It's so obvious. It's in the movies. It's in the Bible. It's in the whole thing. It's even built into your body. Your flesh wants to be lazy. You know you should get up and do something, but the flesh just wants to be coddled and lazy. Do you understand? This is why God gives you. Sometimes, like, you'll be sleeping good on a Saturday, it'll be about 11 o'clock or something, a motorcycle will ride by because you didn't slept your 12 hours unless you're sick or needed a vacation. You overslept, and a motorcycle or a lawnmower goes by to wake you up, get out of that bed and do something. I could sleep. I used to be able to sleep 14 hours straight, and I'd hear these motorcycles, and I'd hear these lawnmower, and I'd say, man, I was sleeping good. What's that about? Because I was being lazy. I was being told to get up. Get up and do something productive. Occupy till I return, he says. The word occupy is occupation. Find something to do and do it with all your might. Occupy is occupation. Be occupied with something. Find something you enjoy and stay occupied in it. This, if somebody listens to this all the way through and maybe rewinds it and listens again, you should wake up. If this don't wake you up, I don't know what will. You're under grace, not under law, so bylaws are law. A bylaw is a law. Why are you going to go back into law? It don't add up, people. And you can tell the pastor, he's going to fight with you and say, you don't know what you're talking about. That books.media site, they don't know what they're talking about. They're crazy. Bylaw means law. Jesus says you're free from the law. In Christ, you're free from the law. Don't go back under law because that's another gospel. Let him be accursed that preaches another gospel. The law is another gospel. It's a false church. I hope you wake up. I really do. This might be my last message because it doesn't sound like anybody's getting it. It's right in your face 24/7, 7 days a week. You're living it every day. You're living it every day. You're in it. It's all around you. It's right in front of you. It's out of the words of people's mouth. Everything that the people are saying, they're under law. They're under guilt, shame, condemnation. They're under misery. They're not free. They're under guilt, shame, condemnation. They're not thinking with eternal thoughts. They're thinking with temporary thoughts. Every time they open their mouth, they're gossip, they're backbiting, they're complaining, they're poor, pitiful me. It's everything out of their mouth tells you that they're still in the old economy. They're not in grace. They're in the, they don't have the mind of Christ. They have the mind of the old Adam. It's out of everything they say. It's everything that they open their mouth. Every time they have a sentence, you can hear it. Pay attention. Write it down. The next conversation you have, after you leave, write it down and think about what was said. And you'll say, oh, this person is not free. They're not free. They're not trusting God. They're a slave. They've been programmed by the system. Why are they worried about Democrats and Republicans? Why are they worried about the system? God is on the throne. God will not have his saints beg bread. Why aren't they believing the word instead of believing their own understanding? Because they're programmed. They're programmed. That's why.